Mahoney's Root Beer Drops present the story of Sweeney and March, the voters' friends. For the best in root beer drops, the name Mahoney stands for quality. It also stands for something else, but Mahoney won't let us mention it. The reason why Mahoney's Root Beer Drops are the national favorite is due to their consistency of flavor. Each package contains 12 little golden root beer drops with the burp removed. And remember, the Mahoney burp removing process is a patented feature in connection with Mother Mahoney's recipe. If you're having difficulty getting our drops, remember that Mahoney is sending every third package to the boys overseas. So if you go to your favorite candy counter and they're out of Mahoney's root beer drops, raise hell. And now, the story of Sweeney and March. The story of Sweeney and March is the story of the never-ending struggle of the people's representatives in the nation's capital. The struggle to cut red tape, to make possible honest representation for you, the voter. It is high noon in Washington, D.C., and on a bench in the square directly opposite the White House sit the three central characters in a drama of diplomatic intrigue. Sweeney and March and a pigeon named Harry. Sweeney speaks.
Good morning, Senator March.
Good morning, Congressman Sweeney.
Awfully pleased you was able to make it.
Something I would not have missed for all the unsold toys in Japan.
An analogy of which I am very fond, you realize.
Certainly.
And while we are digressing...
Oh, are we?
We are about to.
Very well. Digress.
I would like to ceramically interject at this point, Senator, that you look mighty chic in your new Prince Albert battle jacket.
In a word, chic.
Did you bring the lunch?
That I did. And if you'd be so obligatory to join me on this park divan, we'll unwrap this container of Skittles.
You know,
I was over to the War Department today and told General Marshall you'd like to see him.
Ah, Swiss cheese sandwiches.
And a pint of pig's knuckles.
Delightful. And what did the general have to say for himself, Senator?
He told me to tell you, Congressman...
Mr. March.
Eh?
You've wrapped the sandwiches in a congressional record again. I've spoken to you about that.
Well, it was either that or the Reader's Digest, and the pickles kept slipping out of picturesque speech, so I decided...
We shan't tarry on a point, Senator.
Very well.
I'm too disturbed now. I feel my only recluse in nature.
Do you feel that you'd like to hallucinate on a subject, Congressman?
In a word, Senator? Yes. With the view of the Capitol Dome as a background, the shaft of the Washington Monument... It's like an icy pinnacle reaching to the very sky.
A beautiful sight indeed. And I could appreciate it a lot more if you got this pigeon off my face.
All right, little fetid friend, blow. Get off, get off. There you are, Senator.
Thanks. Father.
Seems to me, Senator, pass me a pig's knuckle, will you?
Certainly.
Thank you. You know, it seems to me that you was a half hour late today.
For which the excuse is as follows.
Olive?
Thanks. I run into the Senator Barkley and a little woman over in a Willa drugstore.
Oh, Barkley, House Majority Leader, yeah, a gent of repute.
In a word, repute.
Did you speak to him about our anti-non-fertilization program for GIs in Germany?
In a word, no. Circumstances were such that I was far ahead of him in a cigarette line, and I didn't want to lose my place, not even as Senator Barkley.
Very diploma, Senator, very diploma.
Thank you.
Would you care for a cigar?
I would relish one. Mr. Sweeney, me and you has been kicking around Washington a long time.
Right.
No brand?
I don't know. I found him in a park.
Oh.
You know, I was giving some serious thought to that anti-non-fraternization program for the GIs in Germany, Lars.
Likewise. Like?
Here's a match.
Thanks. Now, tell me, Congressman Sweeney, what is your feeling in specific on this GI situation in Germany?
May I offer a case in point?
Certainly.
Well, when I was with the National Guard in California, I once knew a German dame in San Francisco by the name of Frieda. Now, just between you and me, this Frieda was a...
Congressman.
Yes?
Do you realize that there are little ears overhearing this conversation?
You mean...
Yeah. Baby pigeons.
I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. Personally, I'm in favor of letting the bill run as it is. Have another pig's knuckle, Mr. Sweeney?
Thank you, Mr. March, and the sandwich, if you don't mind.
Seems to me the boys over in the House of Representatives are getting a little confused on a naval question. I don't suppose we ought to start a committee.
No more committees, Santa March.
Well, I still think we ought to do something about reversing the course of the Mississippi.
Run it from east to west, you mean?
Exactly. And my thinking, with a banjo on my knee, is to give those western states some of that riverboat trade.
A banjo.
Joe.
And to prove that I am not prejudiced, I shall research it a bit more in the Library of Congress tomorrow.
I admire your open mind, Congressman. Put on your hat.
Very witty, very
May I have another pig's knuckle, please?
You ain't the last one, Senator.
Oh, so I did. Have a toothpick?
Thanks, don't mind if I do.
Yeah. Let's not pick in public, Congressman. The hand over the moon.
I'm sorry. You know, I was thinking the other day that if we could get a few bucks...
Pardon me, just a moment.
Yeah.
Well, what's the matter, son? Well, I ain't got it today. See me Tuesday, I'll fix you up then. Now, you tell him that when you go back, you understand? Fine. And I'll run along, kid.
What was that?
One of the pages from the Senate.
What do you want?
Doss, the tennis sent him over. That San Francisco charter's throwing him a curve.
Straighten him out?
Yeah, sure. And now what were you saying?
Well, I was saying that if we could get... Say, isn't that General Marshall over there?
Yeah, that's George.
Say, George! Oh, George! He's got a lot of war in his mind, that George. I guess he's pretty busy.
Things would have been a lot easier for him if he'd have listened to us.
Senator?
Yeah?
As the old saying goes... That's Pepsi-Cola under the bridge. Now, what's next on the agenda?
The next item, Congressman, is my slacks for the wax bill.
Now, as I understand it, Senator, you are proposing slacks for the wax, correct?
Precisely.
After having seen a few wax from the backs, how can you propose slacks?
Congressman Sweeney, you're out of order. I have the floor.
Will Senator March yield to Congressman Sweeney?
For a question? Yes.
May I have the last sandwich?
We'll split it.
Fine.
Now, I propose that since the wax are doing a man-sized job, they be accorded the privilege of wearing men's pants.
Well, I can see your point, and it's well taken.
And to substantiate my point, I should like to quote with permission from the great emancipator, one of the greatest presidents of the United States, a lover of humankind, Abraham Lincoln.
Permission granted.
Quote, "If we had women in the Union Army, they should wear slacks." Unquote. Hi, Abe.
Lincoln?
No, Gold Farm, my tailor.
Oh, having a little work done?
I thought I might have my cycling outfit patched at the knees.
Do you recommend Mr. Gold Farm's work?
Oh, that I do. A veritable artist with the needle. And besides that, you can cuff him.
In that case, I have a couple of suits of long underwear from which I'd like the bagginess removed.
Congressman Sweeney, Gold Farm's your man.
Fine. Senator March, shall we recess for a moment?
Agreed.
Fine.
And in passing, might I inquire where Jimmy Burns is?
Jimmy Burns?
The same. He was supposed to bring the hard-boiled eggs.
I failed to mention at an earlier opportunity that Jimmy is visiting a sick friend.
Oh, regrettable information. And who, may I ask, is James' sick friend?
This is strictly on the QT, mind you.
QT, okay.
Well, I received my information directly from the WMC,
yeah.
A subsidiary of the WLB,
yeah.
A JB formerly of the OPA,
yeah.
Is stricken with an acute case of DTs due to excessive consumption of Seagram's VO.
Yeah, well, thank you, Congressman Sweeney.
Sure.
Shall we take a vote?
I move that we take a vote on your bill, Senator March. Slacks for the wax.
Do we have a quorum?
Well, I count the pigeons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 12. Yeah, we got a quorum.
I suppose we can trust all them pigeons.
You mean...
Yeah. There might be a stool pigeon in the crowd. Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, that's a corker. Well, all in favor of Senator March's bill, please signify by remaining silent. Congratulations, Congressman. Your bill is carried by a wide majority.
Thank you. Tomorrow I shall submit a proposal for a $20 billion tax bill to support the measure.
$20
billion? $20 billion, precisely.
Shall we retire to Joe's for a cup of coffee?
Do you have the price, Mr. Sweeney?
Will 10 cents cover it, Mr. March?
Sufficient.
Let's go.
And so to Joe's for some valuable information and a cup of coffee. Go the twirlers of our tale, Sweeney and March. Listen in again tomorrow evening when once again Mahoney's Root Beer Drops will present another glimpse behind the scenes in our nation's capital. And remember, Mother Mahoney's Root Beer Drops spelled backwards. Damn near impossible.